A leader of the ISIS terrorist network in Syria is dead, but at the price of four wounded Americans.
An explosion during the raid also resulted in four U.S. troops and one other working dogs suffering some injuries.
U.S. Special Operations Forces went in by helicopter and surrounded a nondescript house in northeastern Syria. But as they closed in on their target, an explosion, either a suicide vest or a hand grenade, went off.
The troops and the working dog are in stable condition.
It is a constant threat. In 2019, when commandos raided the Syrian compound of ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, he blew up himself and three children to avoid capture. Last year, Ibrahim al-Hashimi al-Qurashi, another leader of ISIS, set off a booby trap that leveled the third floor of his house, killing himself, his wife, and two children. This time, the target was Hamza al-Hamzi, and this time, he apparently waited for the Americans to get close enough.
He was overseeing the group's deadly terrorist network in eastern Syria before he was killed in the raid.
There are about 900 American troops in Syria working with local Syrian forces to keep the ISIS terrorist network from staging a comeback. It's a deadly game of hide-and-seek, but no American troops were killed or wounded in all of last year.